Thousands of earth scientists are in San Francisco this week to talk shop. They're talking climate change, volcanoes, earthquakes, and they are also talking about Donald Trump. They're wondering how much the incoming president will consult with scientists, especially climate scientists. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, they hope to change his mind.
Scientists here are worried that Donald Trump doesn't believe in what they do. Peter Domenico is Dean of Science at Columbia University.
Certainly at this meeting, it's the one discussion I've had with every person I've met. Feelings of rage, anger, confusion, fear, you know, they're all negative emotions.
Another emotion, anxiety about their future. Rob Jackson is an environmental scientist at Stanford University.
People are worried about, in extreme cases, their jobs. They're more worried about not being able to do the job the best way that they think is needed.
Trump will oversee a huge government scientific enterprise, and he sent contradictory signals about what he'll do with it. He tweeted that climate change is a hoax. Many of his advisors and cabinet picks doubt that climate change is a serious problem. On the other hand, Trump met with former Vice President Al Gore to talk about climate, and he said he's open to the Paris Climate Agreement. Margaret Leinen, the AGU president, says that leaves many scientists confused at best.
President-elect Trump didn't have a big science agenda. That left a vacuum of uncertainty.
But signals from the Trump transition team are not reassuring. They recently sent a questionnaire to the Department of Energy staff looking for people who've worked on climate science. Some fear they might be targeted. And a Trump campaign advisor wrote that NASA should spend less on its armada of satellites that observe the Earth and more on exploring outer space. Former NASA climate scientist Drew Schindel says that would be a mistake.
A shift away from focusing on data for this planet could really leave us in the dark about how to respond to climate change.
Moreover, Earth observations contribute to public safety and the economy. Schindel is a professor at Duke University now. He says researchers everywhere depend on scientists inside the government who gather data, and they are vulnerable. Ecologist Jim Estes worked at the U.S. Geological Survey during the George W. Bush presidency. He says in 2005, USGS suddenly decided that its scientists should submit their research to political overseers before sending them out to scientific journals.
It just smacked to me of scientific censorship. It provided a vehicle by which the agency could control scientists. No one liked it, but none of them would stand up and resist.
Federal agencies have now adopted rules to protect their scientists. Estes says, though, he's especially worried about Trump.
This guy is such a chameleon, you have no idea what the hell's going to happen.
That's what people at the AGU meeting are trying to figure out. AGU's Leinen, who runs the Scripps Institution of Oceanography at UC San Diego, says it's worth noting that previous presidents have changed their minds. She was a senior official at the National Science Foundation when George W. Bush moved into the White House.
There were several things that he said on the campaign trail regarding the environment and climate, which eventually, when he became president and had advisors who were very knowledgeable about this, were moderated.
President Bush eventually acknowledged that humans are changing the climate. Leinen has added a last-minute session here to talk about Trump, but she'd also like to talk to Trump.
Let's say Donald Trump calls you up tomorrow and says, please come to Washington. What would you tell him?
When should I be there?
Others here at the meeting have decided not to wait. They've organized something you don't often see from scientists, a public demonstration later today to tell Trump not to interfere with climate science. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, San Francisco.